sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5's Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
Tonight's terrible tale takes place in an old ramshackle hotel where even death can spend the night, providing he pays his money in advance. Payable to Archie Davis, the night receptionist.
5 shillings and no questions asked. You've got loot in your sock and the crown jewels hidden in the lining of your coat. It's still the same 5 shillings. On a job like mine, your mind fogs up. Your world gets as small and shabby as the wallpapered lobby. And then, one night, an old man arrives, stiff in the knees and grey in the face, like a walking corpse, but elegant. An aristocrat on the wrong side of town.
I want a room for the night.
Yeah, sign here. Reuben Small, is it?
Reuben Small.
That'll be 5 shillings in advance. Room 31. Here's your key.
Young man.
What?
Do you have a hotel safe?
Yes.
This portfolio, I'd like to deposit it. It has some value.
Right, I'll lock it up.
A receipt, please.
A receipt? Yes, a receipt. Here you are. The staircase is over there. Room 31 is 2 up.
You have no lift?
It's out of order. Too much to climb?
Yes, I'm not well. My heart...
Try one step at a time. Rest on the landings.
Yes, I suppose. Can I summon you from my room?
The sign behind me reads, no room service.
Yes, but in an emergency, if it's a matter of distress...
Press the bell, if it's an emergency like that. A cardiac case in room 31, a portfolio to be locked up in the safe. A beautiful leather case that makes your fingers do a nervous dance. You sneak a look. And your girl, too.
Archie, you shouldn't.
Shut up, baby.
Oh, Archie, look.
Count it, baby.
Archie, no.
Go on, have fun. There's no law against counting other people's money.
I can't count it. That much money frightens
me. It's indecent, isn't it? £5,000.
So much in cash.
Lush cash. Seed the ground with dreams, baby, and lush cash grows.
Put it in the safe.
You can't lock up a dream, baby.
Archie, stop staring at it. Stop torturing yourself.
Torture? I'm on a golden horse riding in the sky.
Put it out of your mind.
To do that, I'd have to go out of my mind.
You mean to steal it?
An old man signed in to die in room 31. So I could be rich.
An old man signed in.
Reuben Small, the phoniest name ever invented. In the morning, there'll be a corpse in room 31 named Reuben Small.
Why are you so sure he's going to die?
I know. Because my luck's long overdue.
Archie, not murder.
You're sane all your life and you smile, good morning, hello to old ladies, and then all of a sudden something snaps.
Archie, you can't do it. You're too good.
He's going to die. His own way, Irene.
His own way?
Listen to that switchboard. It's room 31. It's an emergency. It's death buzzing me to say, room 31's checked out. It was death calling from 31. I could see it standing over the old iron bed, putting the final touch on a man with hardly enough breath left to say goodbye.
Yeah, young man.
Yes?
Come closer.
I can't.
Please. I'm dying.
You're dead.
There are things to tell you.
I don't want to hear. I already know what I want to know.
Your alias Reuben Small. You're something that crept in out of the night with a gray moustache and a cane. $5. You've just about had enough to pay for a deathbed.
My portfolio.
I never saw it. You left it in the cab. You dropped it down the sewer. You must be kidding. The only thing you brought into this place is Mr. Death standing over your bed.
Irene didn't smile at Fortune. Instead, she wept for the corpse.
To rob the dead, it's ghoulish.
Grab the case, Irene, and run.
Archie, I can't.
Order a train for Rosedale, where your grandmother lives.
No!
You're visiting your grandmother until I can join you. Until I know what goes on at the hotel. Guard the case with your life. It's our whole future. It's wedding bells and a honeymoon. It's people calling me sir.
You lost your conscience.
Lose yours. It's one luxury we can never afford again, even with 5,000. Now start running. Irene obeyed, and now the night drags. In the longest night of your life, you wait for the morning discovery of a corpse in room 31. You wait, and the fog in your mind gets heavier. Your nerve begins to go, and you begin to imagine things. Switchboard's buzzing. From room 31. In room 31. Back for a second look at death. Back to see how a dead man could call a switchboard.
You took a long time coming.
What?
I say, you took a long time coming.
I was away from the desk. How did you get in here?
Through the lobby, up the stairs.
What's funny?
You. The way you crept in here. Your face white and your knees trembling. Did you really think a corpse was telephoning?
A corpse?
Don't pretend now. Your face and behaviour betray you. You knew my husband was dead when I rang.
He was your husband?
He was Martin Bruce. I'm Jessica Bruce. Your name?
Archie Davis.
Why didn't you report my husband's death at once? Oh, I see. You're not going to incriminate yourself.
What does that mean?
The valuables my husband left for safekeeping. Were you hoping to keep them?
He didn't leave any valuables for safekeeping.
No?
No.
My husband left home with £5,000 in cash. He'd realised from the sale of some property. He carried it in a brown leather portfolio.
He never came in here with it.
You'll swear to that?
Until I'm blue in the face.
Then it's your good fortune that I went through my late husband's pockets before the police did.
Why is it my good fortune?
See this? A receipt issued by you for a portfolio my husband deposited.
All right. I'll give back the portfolio, but I can't right away.
I didn't ask for it back. Right away. Or ever, Archie.
No?
I'm glad you stole it. It gives us a common purpose.
What common purpose?
Profit, Archie. Your profit and my profit. You're shocked at my lack of sentiment for the dead.
No. Old Greybeard married young blonde.
But I was cheated. Martin had very little money. While he lived.
Why that emphasis?
His death can be worth 50,000 to his widow.
Is that what's to be our common purpose?
Yeah. That's how you keep the £5,000.
Give me the details.
His insurance policy has a double indemnity clause. It provides against accidental death in any manner, shape or form.
But a bad heart attack killed him in bed.
No. His car skidded and crashed through a rail. He died of drowning at the bottom of a river.
You expect to stage it like that?
I expect you to stage it like that. He registered here under an assumed name.
Reuben Small.
Nobody knows Martin Bruce stayed here, died here. He met his death, just as I described.
You want me to do a lot for £5,000?
Martin's dead anyhow. You just changed the story of his death.
If I refuse? What?
A charge of robbery against you.
You really rub it in, eh?
I'll prosecute to the limit. What can you lose my way?
Where's his car?
Round the corner. I followed him here to the hotel with it.
Supposing I'm seen carrying him around the corner?
We'll keep him between us. He's drunk and we're helping him. Lift him up, Archie.
Jessica.
What?
Look at his face.
Well?
The grin.
It's the way his mouth wrinkled.
He wasn't grinning when I found him before.
Archie, don't be an hysterical fool.
He didn't die with that grin. There was pain on his face.
You're talking nonsense. A dead man.
He's changed expression since we met in this room, you and me. Since listening to our scheme. He's grinning now as if...
As if? Archie?
As if he knows the joke's going to be on us.
I did it the way Jessica ordered it done. I staged the accidental death of a man already dead, on a bridge with a corpse propped against the driver's wheel and the car in gear. Quite a stunt to pull off. I almost didn't jump out of the car in time. I watched it sink. A giant fish slipping back in the deep. I reported back to Jessica Bruce in the place she'd picked for us to meet in.
How did it go?
By the time I left him, the grin had spread to his ears.
Talk to me, not at me.
You're a widow. The second time tonight.
Drink with me.
Champagne, eh?
The piano piece is my request.
Misery blues?
Me.
With £50,000 coming?
I danced in a chorus till I was married.
Fine time to be reminiscing. What did your late husband think?
Bleached my hair, Anna. Platinum, gold and blue.
And what's it now?
Ash. All bait for the fish. I had beauty for sale.
Just pick your favourite hair dye.
The customers insisted on it. They wanted an illusion from 10 p.m. to 2. 4 hours. I had 24 more hours nobody wanted.
So now you hate men?
Now I hate me.
That includes me.
You more than anybody. Surprised?
No. You clawed your way to £50,000. You finally climbed out of your bottle of air dye for good. Everything's perfect, except I've got something on you. I am a shadow across your son.
You're smart, Archie.
You'd order champagne for the house if I were dead.
Champagne for the world.
You gonna try to murder me?
I don't dare. I'll worry about you because I'm a worrier. But I think you won't ever give me any trouble.
Won't I?
No. You murdered Martin Bruce tonight.
And how's that exactly?
You killed him in your hotel. A pillow on his face until his heart collapsed. And you staged the plunge off the bridge.
To get you £50,000.
To get yourself £5,000. We never met, Archie. You're a liar and a murderer. We never met. I'll swear that with every ounce of breath I have.
You won't have to. I'm as scared for my £5,000 and me as you are for your £50,000 and you. Funny. Martin Bruce died of a heart attack. The man I propped against the driving wheel was already dead. I am innocent of something and I'm guilty of something. But what? It gets terribly confusing.
You're mad. You're a walking, talking lunatic. I can't trust you, Luce. I won't sleep. I won't ever sleep.
The morning papers had it. Martin Bruce, 65, retired investment counselor, victim of automobile disaster. Pageant Hotel, yes?
Archie, this is Irene.
How's Rosedale and your grandmother, baby?
Fine.
Archie, is everything all right?
Oh, everything's great.
Are you sure?
No blood pressure, baby, please.
Room 31.
We imagined it.
Imagined it?
The room's empty, clean as a whistle. No one's been in it for more than a month, even to sweep. Nothing's been in 31.
Archie, you're not making sense.
The only real thing is that certain precious item you're hanging on to for dear life. Do you understand that?
Yes, Archie.
Mink and places to show it off in, baby. Fill your pretty mind with stuff like that. Only pretty stuff like that.
Yes, Archie.
Tomorrow or the next day, I'll let things simmer here for a while. Tomorrow or the next day.
Tomorrow or the next day. Provided today he doesn't put the boot to your dreams as it did to me. The boot was a cheap shoe, but out at the toe to give Lomax's corns a breath of air. Lomax ran a tailoring shop next door to the pageant. Lomax always announced himself by ringing the desk bell.
Archie!
What's on your greasy mind, comedian?
These two suits are pressed.
Then deliver them. You know where the stairs are.
But I don't have a room.
Who is it for?
An old gentleman. Now, what was the name you give me? Oh, yes, Reuben Small. I'm waiting, Archie.
You must be making a mistake, Lomax.
Mistake?
That name. What was it again?
It's still Reuben Small.
There's nobody here by that name.
You're positive?
Of course, you've got the wrong hotel.
But I wrote it down, yeah, on this slip.
Well, it only proves you made a mistake. You must have this place in your brain.
But it's all clear to me.
A busy cockroach like you pressing clothes while you're on the phone, taking bets with a steam iron burning a hotel in somebody's trousers. And all the time your fat, stupid wife screaming murder at you. How can anything be clear to you?
Look at the suits. Fine, expensive tailoring. That's why I'm clear. In 20 years, nobody once brought such suits into my shop. That's why I positively remember this Reuben Small said he was going to register for a room next door, here, in the pageant.
Why are you making a case out of it?
Because maybe I know I got a case.
And that remark means?
The newspaper on your desk. The story of how Mr. Martin Bruce came to die. You never credited Lomax with so much brains.
No. I had you underrated. How'd you tie the two together?
A letter left in Mr. Reuben Small's jacket, see? Here, on the envelope it reads, Mr. Martin Bruce.
What do you want?
Make me an offer.
Give me time to think.
Why not? Time's the only thing that's free.
Don't oversell yourself on this. There's not much to it.
Not much to a man who goes to sleep in the pageant and wakes up in the river. Archie, please, don't insult me.
Lomax's share had to come from Jessica. My £5,000 was too thin to spread around. I found her at home, still feeling sorry for herself, to the same tune.
Caught a disease when I was only an infant, Archie. Wouldn't eat, wouldn't sleep. I lay in my crib and I cried.
I'm here to talk important business, Jessica.
I called a doctor, but he couldn't diagnose my sickness. It wasn't the measles, it wasn't chicken pox or anything.
It was early insanity.
But I knew the true diagnosis. I was only 3. I couldn't even talk yet, but I knew what my disease was. I was sick of life. At 3, I was already sick of life. You here for money?
Yes, I'm being blackmailed.
Blackmailed?
Before registering at the pageant, your ex left 2 suits with a tailor named Lomax.
Well?
Lomax figured it all out.
Well?
The 5,000 I took from the case is the exact size of my dream. The money to quiet Lomax comes from you. Tell me the joke.
I haven't got a penny.
You've got £50,000 coming.
I haven't got anything
coming.
Don't
be funny.
I've been cheated again. The insurance policy with a double indemnity accident clause.
Yes?
Is null and void. My adoring husband let it lapse. He simply didn't keep the premiums up. Now, you tell me the joke.
A grin on his face. Now we know what that grin was for. The late Martin Bruce was laughing at his widow.
And perhaps you too.
Why, me too?
Your £5,000, perhaps you won't be able to keep it after all.
Who's going to take it from me?
I am.
I get it, or you go to jail as my husband's murderer.
You really think you can put that over?
I can try. I'll try anything not to go back on the chorus line.
Yes, you would. Down with men, all kinds. They're only trying to squeeze you back into a bottle of hair dye. Yes, you boil me in oil without thinking twice.
Well, then.
What about the tailor, Lomax?
I have no concern with Lomax.
No? Oh, I'm on the spot with him, eh? Me, all by my lonesome.
A man knows how to deal with a man.
Would that be a subtle way of saying murder?
What else can you do?
I kill Lomax to save myself, but I give you the 5,000. I don't only hold the bag, I get into it.
You have no alternative.
I have one. One, Jessica!
Archie's dumb!
If I'm gonna kill Lomax, why should I shy away from the same to you? Why should I, Jessica?
You're in a web and trying to tear your way free with your hands. The thing about a web is that it doesn't always look like what it is. Sometimes it's a lady's throat with a rope of pearls that break under your hands. Other times, the web's the fat, sweaty neck of a tailor. It's the grubby neck of a leech named Lomax trying to make a meal of your sanity.
What's he done? Oh, by the foolish mistake.
I've got £5,000 and a date with my girl. She's dreaming pretty thoughts of mink and places to show it off. I'm going to marry her and live with her until I die, Lomax. We'll have 5, 10 kids and not one of them will have to work at the pageant. You don't want to spoil a picture like that, do you, Lomax?
Archie, you're so thin.
No, I'll fatten up. Get back to your grandmother's and pack. The next train leaves in an hour.
Leaves? Where to?
To the coast.
Oh.
Ah, money's for burning, baby. Stop thinking like a waitress.
I can't stop thinking like a waitress.
You will. We've got places to go and money to burn.
We haven't any money to burn, Archie.
Stop being funny.
I didn't hide the portfolio, Archie. Or keep it.
What?
I gave it to my cousin's chief, Inspector Briggs. He's a man with understanding and heart. He promised to do everything he humanly can for you.
Inspector Briggs promised to do everything he can for me.
He's going to join us for a heart-to-heart talk with you. It's a small crime now, the theft of money. One small crime, but it becomes a pattern. It grows into other crimes. Archie, you've become a hopeless criminal unless you're stopped now.
I'll be... Come, a hopeless criminal.
We'd have no future together. Not with stolen money.
No future together.
Giving back the money as I did for you. That'll be easy with you. He promised it. It shows you are tempted, foolish, but you're not a thief. Not deep down. You'll be glad for what I did when you're over the shock. Archie, you'll be glad.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5's Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present... The Creaking Door.